We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk to our movie guy, Mike Mayo of Mike-Mayo.com. And Mike, we were talking during the commercial break. All right, so there's Talladega Nights, Days of Thunder, Stroker Ace. If you're not going to come out here and actually see the races, there are lots of good films that have to do with...
Did you mention Stroker Ace?
Oh, we just touched Stroker Ace, yeah. That has nostalgia with the Burt Reynolds stuff.
Yeah, I guess it does. Burt Reynolds, you know, he had quite a role there with a couple Smokey and the Bandit movies and Stroker Ace. Cannonball Run, that's another one.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, Mike, are you on?
I thought you guys were just chatting away there. I was waiting to for a moment when I could break in.
No, no.
I thought
maybe you'd have a whole bunch of additional obscure, like black and white silent movie type racer films
to share with us. It is black and white, but it is not a silent movie. But it is a great car movie, and it's kind of a precursor to NASCAR movie, and that is Robert Mitchum's Thunder Road, which was filmed partly in Virginia, down in Southwest Virginia near Roanoke. And many years ago, Robert Mitchum was a guest at the Virginia Film Festival and talked about it there. So, and that's one of my all-time favorite kind of car road movies. It is just so cool. I love that movie.
I actually have one to contribute as well.
What?
Greased Lightning with Richard Pryor.
Yes.
It's based on the life of Wendell Scott, an African-American, the first black NASCAR driver to win a race. He's from Danville, Virginia.
And he was involved in NASCAR for a long time, for many, many years.
Well, if it was going to rain this weekend, then I'd suggest you hang out and watch the movies. But we'll kick those films to next weekend since it's going to be such good weather. But there are a lot of films coming into the theaters this weekend. This Assassination Nation thing, I keep seeing ads for that. What's the story behind this film?
This is a really nutty movie. It's kind of a satire, almost science fiction, set in this alternate Salem, but in present-day Salem. And we've got these hot girls that kind of live their lives, you know, online and in social media, and they wind up making all these accusations against people in the town. It's kind of retelling the whole Salem witchcraft thing, but it is just kind of so wacky and nutty and goes so far that I have to admit I did not fully understand what was going on in this movie. But I have said here before that the whole world of social media is something that I'm not really very familiar with, and as soon as it becomes an important plot point in a movie, I start to have troubles. This is rated R. It is, again, as so many R movies are these days, really not meant for kids. I just didn't get it. Now, the big movie that we're going to see, that I think that most people would be going to, is the Jack Black movie, The House with a Clock in Its Walls. And this is a nice little kid's fantasy, rated PG, with Cate Blanchett, and it's the typical story of this young kid, young orphan, his parents die, he goes to live with his uncle, played by Jack Black, who happens to be a warlock. And he lives in this big old spooky house where there is hidden inside the house by the previous owner this magical clock. And he, of course, is searching for that. So is Cate Blanchett. It's, you know, kind of Harry Potter-ish sort of stuff in it, too. Adam's family, kind of comes in there in the set design and everything. Fine for kids, particularly kids that like the R.L. Stine Goosebumps stuff. I think they're the target audience for this, and they will enjoy it more than anybody else.
And if only Jack Black hadn't insulted Donald Trump the other day when he was getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But I'm just not going to support people. You know, I don't care what your political views are, but when you stand up and say the F word about the president, I mean, you're off my list. I'm just not doing it. But that's that little...
I'm betting that you're not going to be buying a ticket to Fahrenheit 11-9 either, are you?
Yeah, that was a good bet from the very beginning. But that one, to be fair, that one is a documentary, whatever you want, propaganda. Michael Moore, it's coming out tonight.
Yeah, and let me say, I know we try to keep politics out of this, but I have to say, I think Michael Moore and Donald Trump are kind of two sides of the same coin, and if there were ever two guys who deserve each other, it's them. And this is Michael Moore preaching to the choir about how terrible Donald Trump is and all of the awful things he's done, and it's his opportunity to you know, kind of comment on anything that he doesn't like, anything that offends him, mostly the Flint water crisis. Even when I agree with Michael Moore, I don't like him. And his propagandistic approach to me is always heavy-handed. Even when he's entertaining, I have problems with him. And so this is not my kind of movie at all. And I kind of knew what it was going to be like going in, and it lived down to all of my expectations. And that's really about all I can say.
If I want to spend 2 hours listening to somebody bash Donald Trump, I'm not paying for it. I'll just watch CNN at night.
Go for the hard stuff. MSNBC.
Yeah, that's true, too. Life itself seemed somewhat interesting.
This is a big, serious movie, and it has thoroughly divided critics. You're not going to see anybody with kind of a lukewarm review about this. People either love this movie or hate it. And it's from a guy named Dan Fogelman who does This Is Us on TV. And it's a very similar kind of story. It follows several different people through a lot of changes in their lives, the loss of loved ones, which is very important in This Is Us. And it, like I say, some people have just found it to be so self-important that they can't get into it at all, and they just hate it. Other people are really moved by it. And I am probably more in the it would seem pretentious and long to me, but I give the guy credit because people aren't trying to make this kind of movie very much anymore. It's got a great cast: Olivia Wilde, and Oscar Isaac. Even Samuel L. Jackson shows up in it in a very kind of strange way, and Gene Smart, whom we haven't seen in a long time. If you like This Is Us on TV, I recommend that you give this movie a try. If this kind of big family drama just doesn't do anything for you, I really don't suggest it, because I think you will dislike it very, very much and will probably hate it by the end of it. But I do hope that people see it or know what it is.
All right, good to know. Mike Mayo, we always enjoy talking to you. Hope you have a great weekend.
Take care, guys. Have fun at the races.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.